Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron. This is our BBS radio station tonight, and we're on station two. The date today is Friday, and it's the 10th month, October 28, 2016. And we'll clear the energy off of the date for everybody. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen or screens. So here we go. Bringing them up stronger, 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 and stronger. And think of a situation now that you may be dealing with, emotional or physical one. I can release the program on that one that you're thinking of. Remember, your one thought only connects to one program, and that also connects to probably one timeline, and that could also be copy and pasted, so I can get rid of the one timeline and the one program. So here we go. I'll count to 20 to release that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. So our show tonight is the paranormal night. If you have any paranormal questions, please send them in. Things are happening a lot right now. Especially look at the clouds around you. Look at the sun. See if the sun's coming up in the same location as usual. Maybe the moon looks different. Different things are happening. So definitely check it out and see if you see a change. So bring our co-host on. So, Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and good evening, everyone listening. Welcome. You're listening to Ron Amatron. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Program. If you're new to the show, a special welcome to you. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. We would love to have your comments and questions. You can send those by email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click on the fast chat link on the BBS radio station page. So, yes, as Ron said, it's paranormal night. I often think and say, not to me, it's all paranormal, but it's good to have the information that Ron shares with us, and we do appreciate it. Last weekend, Ron did an expo in New York City, and Ron would really appreciate hearing from anyone who was there, who attended some of his workshops or lectures, went into the healing chamber, and even if from people who sent their picture to be healed in absentee in the light chamber last weekend. So we do have some comments about that, Ron. And the first one is actually a question. Let me just open this. Will any of Ron's lectures be available on YouTube from the latest expo?
I have possibly. I'll see if I can get on that within the next couple weeks here. So we'll see.
Okay. I know people really enjoy that, Ron. Anyone who can't get live to the expos, I think they really appreciate being able to watch them on YouTube. And then the healings work over the YouTube two or three times if you want to listen to them again. So if you were there even and they get posted, you can enjoy listening to them again. And there are a lot already on YouTube from past expos. They're all really worth listening to, in my opinion. Okay. So I did want to read a couple of comments that people have sent in about the expo. Okay. Coming to the New Life Expo reminds me of running a gauntlet. To escape, we need discernment. There are many fortune tellers, healers and vendors who are trying to sell you their healing methods and paths to enlightenment. Some are extremely knowledgeable, and they may present us with the latest information and amazing new alien technology, which may help us in some way, but what do we get hooked up to consciously or subconsciously? These new age gurus may have good intentions, but they still go around in circles like the rest of us, only with a fancier outfit. Rather than helping to disentangle us from the web of the matrix, we may get stuck even more. It's like asking the spider to free us from its web that it has created for us. We hear the word love so often, and we believe it to be a signature brand for something good and another validation of the real thing. But is it the love based on mind and desire and the resulting dramas, or true heart-centered love that is simply peaceful, not wanting or asking for anything? We can only help the world become a better place when we clear ourselves from the garbage we have accumulated, starting with being in the heart and in the moment. This is our connection to true source, the only true power we should be connected to. The clearings from Creation Lightship work, we just need to be persistent and empty our trash regularly. Thank you so much, Ron, for being here to help us.
Yeah, that was great. Wonderful, whoever wrote that. Thank you.
Yes.
That's what happens. People get hooked up to, with good intentions, naturally, and you get further down the rat hole, you know, and or rabbit hole, I guess you could call it, either way, you know, and sometimes you can't find your way out, or you have so many attachments done to you, alien connections, that, you know, you just can't get out of it. Especially when you have special DNA attunements and people bringing in stuff, touching you, doing mantras over you, and all the different things that the New Agers tend to do to try to make you more enlightened. And they think that you don't have enough spirit energy in you, so they try to bring in some type of spirit energy. And everything normally is brought to you in your body naturally has to take it on, because it can't say no to this stuff. And then that activates more DNA in you, then you're further down the rat hole. So, yeah, it could be very detrimental not knowing what you're doing. And you're like a young child, you know, in a candy store trying to get all you can and not realizing that you already have it. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. And on Wednesday's show, you, I just want to, before I move on to something else, I just wanted to say again, if you were at the expo, we would really love to hear from you. Did you notice any difference with the New Age people there, Ron? Did things seem in disarray or confused with the Galactic Federation being gone and so many aliens off the planet now?
No, it seemed pretty much the same. It seemed more peaceful. I can say that. The expo felt very peaceful to me. But, you know, I was still doing a battle, especially on Sunday when I was at the expo. So I was in more than one place at one time. So back to you.
Okay. So somebody wrote in, I was just listening to Ron's latest show and update on Wednesday. Ron asked for feedback about the alien removal healing that he did towards the end. It was very powerful for me, and I literally started rocking quite violently back and forth in my chair as he was counting down. Something was definitely shifting out of me. Whatever it was, I thank you so much. It has gone. Thank you so much for the heroic and valiant work for us and all. And I know that person that wrote that is enlisted. He's a gentleman from England, actually. So he really felt that. Do you remember doing that clearing, Ron, removing alien debris from us on Wednesday?
Vaguely. Vaguely.
And we got another email about that. Dear Ron, I have been having great luck the last 2 days since you mentioned it removing alien debris using the crown chakra alien cording disconnection. So you did recommend a couple of different healings on Wednesday that might help people. Is it still important to be doing this, Ron?
Yeah, I would say so, because it's still going to be in you, even though stuff could be released from the planet. So you could still have it with you incubating, you know. So, yeah, I would get rid of it.
Okay. So it's not necessarily related to the battles that have been going on, but just getting rid of leftover alien debris and implants and programs that are in us. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're still there. So even if the aliens were completely gone, you are still going to have programs that are activated, still running, even though maybe they're not being transmitted to you. So it's kind of much like a computer. You know, you can have programs in your computer that you purchased, and, you know, as software, and they'll still run without having the internet turned on. So you need to realize that, yeah, this is kind of what's happening. That internet with the aliens could be disconnected. I can't swear to it, but we're still battling them, and still looking for us after Gray's last night, maybe about 3 o'clock in the morning or something, hunting down Gray's at her here. But, you know, they're still here, but even if they were gone, they could still have active programs in you, still functioning perfectly. Plus, you could be on timelines, too, in the Beyondo. So you still want to do your clearings. Get the stuff, you know, away from you. So back to you.
Okay, and let me just find this one email. It kind of relates to what you're saying. A listener wrote in, "It seems to me that we have less aliens, and I feel the control lessening. I also feel they have left us still under control with mind programs. Is it a good idea to run some mind program healing?"
Yeah. That's a very good question, because they connect with you with mind energy. So here we have emotions that we deal with on this planet. And from there, they gave us mind energy to connect to those emotions. But yeah, it is good to do mind clearings. Yes. That is correct.
Okay, well, so when that email came in, I read that earlier, and I looked up some of the clearings that might be a good idea to run now, and one is the mental barcode removal. Do you want to talk about what that is, Ron, and how removing a mental barcode removal might help us feel better?
Well, I don't know what to really say about it. We have the NATO one also, you know, the NATO barcode. I would probably first do the NATO barcode. That's where you put your name in and addresses and different things that you're associated with, and get that off of you. That's put onto you at birth. So get that released, and then maybe go into the mental one. And the mental one is how the alien is attached to you with the barcode. Maybe you have a spirit barcode, how they connect to your spirit to force you into reincarnation. And then you have the mental one, which keeps you hooked up to their control, and that's probably being used also with your crown chakra if it's opened up. So back to you.
Okay. Is a barcode, Ron, something the aliens put on us, and then they come back and kind of check up on us through that? Or is it something that's almost like cording and just constantly keeps us connected to them?
I'd say probably both. So the barcode is your own particular GPS tracking system. And, you know, I don't know how many alien races can access that. I imagine they all have, accessibility to that. Because when they switch you out every 10 minutes, they have to find you some way. So they probably all have these handed down, say, barcodes to keep you in line and to follow you. So back to you.
Okay, and I'll just let people know there's also the Mind Matrix barcode removal, which is the one that removes us from mass consciousness and the culture here. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, that sounds good, yes.
Okay. And then there's a whole life clearing called Mind Interference Body Clearing. So that's interesting. It almost sounds like the aliens use your mind to interfere in the functioning of your body, which really makes a lot of sense. And that's a whole life clearing.
Yeah, that's what that one's for. So in a sense, it's how they control you, how they connect the mind to the body. And with that is how they can use like robotics and other type of things with you. Like when they turn your head and move your eyes to see what time it is, and it happens to be, you know, 11:11 or something. That's not you wanting to know what it is. They have to have some way to control you, and that's that interface in there, I believe. I won't say that if you do the clearing, you won't ever see 11:11 again, but it's one way that they can connect to you. So, back to you.
Okay, and then...
Yeah. And it's probably how we notice that sometimes the days go faster or slower, so that there's some mechanism in there to allow us to perceive that that's what's happening. And very possibly it is happening, but maybe they're just changing the frequency, the timing on what's happening. So they may be speeding time up and slowing it down, which could be a way of changing the frequency of you in respect to the Earth's frequency. So it'd be kind of like, you know, sitting in a bus that's moving, and you're connected at the same speed as the bus, and then you decide to maybe walk to the rear of the bus, which means that you're going slower, or you walk to the front of the bus, means you're going faster. So that's kind of how they can control you. Back to you.
Okay, that was very interesting, Ron, and I always find it fascinating when we talk about the mind, that I just feel like it's this sort of overlay over us that we don't even need. We have a brain that holds the memories we need, but mind is just this sort of psychological thing outside of us that we don't need.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I'll just mention, too, the mind looping, number one, which is eliminating repetitive thoughts. And then mind looping number two, which gets rid of the mind programs that have been in you since birth. So both of those are good. And as always, I have not done a lot of mind type clearings. So if people have done those clearings, I'd really enjoy hearing some testimonials on them. Okay, someone has a question here. Effect on us when you are battling hard. Hi, Ron. When you are battling so intensely lately, can it have an effect on us for some reason that makes us feel ill? It's taken so long to make my cold go away.
I don't think so. I don't think what I'm doing here and there and everywhere else would affect people here. You may feel the energy getting lighter, but it probably won't really affect you that much. I can't see it affecting you in a negative way.
Right. Right. Okay. Another thing regarding the battles. You mentioned some strange, odd smell. And where I live in Minneapolis, Minnesota, I could smell the oddest smell. I never smelled it before. It smelled a little bit like blood, but it was very odd. It's hard to put into words. We have many religious people in this area. I run the Gray Skies clearing pretty much 24/7 when I can. Thank you for your long, hard work for such a long time. It sounds pretty intense these days. It will be great to have more peace when you get rid of the dark side more. I hope the worst is over. Thank you again.
Yeah, I do too. I was battling last night consciously also, so.
Right,
anyway.
So that's interesting about the smell, Ron. Do you think that was connected to...
Yeah, it was. It was fallout from the alien ships and body parts and internal organs and whatever the aliens have. So if they don't get completely zapped with the Trinity molecules, they will have the fallout hitting here, yes. So, and you could, you know, smell that.
Right.
So there's gravity and it falls down here. So back to you.
Okay, and another... clearing, I almost overlooked this. I on Wednesday's show, you cleared metallic taste for people. And I think this is the person that requested that, wrote in, metallic taste improving nicely, but still intense. Please continue with that clearing. It's in my cheeks and sores in my mouth. Much appreciated. Can we do another little feeling for that, Ron?
So here we go. Metallic taste in your mouth. So releasing that. One. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. You may want to go out and just get the clearing where you can charge water, which I believe would probably be in the object clearing, and then maybe want to do water for like mouthwash. That would probably work fine for you.
Okay. Someone is asking, Ron, if the Earth is in alignment.
Well, let me check it out here. It should be. Still a little fragmented. As far as alignment, yes. Fragmented, yes. So it's as if the puzzle pieces, like on a puzzle, when you make a puzzle, it's all together. Just kind of separate those puzzle pieces by an eighth of an inch all around each one of them. And that's sort of how the Earth looks. It's still in sectors. So we're cleaning out the areas in those sectors that the aliens are trying to abduct different parts and locations of the Earth, take them out of here. They couldn't take the whole thing, but they wanted to get the individual little places. So that's the way you could probably look at it, you know, on a, you know, would it make sense about the whole thing. So, back to you.
Okay. I'd like to... Sorry, go ahead, Ron.
I was going to say that the Earth energy is still turned off, so they have a much harder time doing something with something that isn't active that they can hook themselves up to. And about timelines, I'll just kind of talk about that just briefly here. So, some people may not understand the timeline concept. So, that is a parallel life. And people think, well, gee, is parallel life's really real? Well, you probably have all had dreams where you have woken up in a cold sweat, maybe terrified, scared to death, or something, even having maybe scratches or bruises on your body, not knowing where they came from. So that would be an actual, you know, standard parallel life that you experienced, and you brought the energy back here. So all parallel lives are real. And you're just seeing one of them that you were involved with when you do have a dream. But you could have, you know, thousands of dreams and maybe one of those let through to you. Because you probably are out there having these situations going on in your life because that's what the aliens do. They put you on timelines. So all parallel lives are 100% real and they are 100% physical where they are. Producing the hologram from the aliens. So they are real. Well, back to you.
Well, that just, makes me so grateful that we have the timeline crashes, Ron, because they're so thorough. You have a whole big list of all the different things that the timeline crashes clear. It's frightening in a way to know all these different directions we're being pulled into and actually recreated on. and having these horrible things happen to us, and we're just lucky that you have provided us with these terrific healings to get ourselves back here. Okay. I wanted to read a testimonial, Ron. Hello, Ron. Just wanted to say thanks for the healing. My life is moving in the right direction. It helped so much. I am staying out of gray skies timelines, and my psychic billboard is changing. Thanks so much.
Great. So to the newbies, your psychic billboard is where you are in your life right now. And that's what it's transmitting. And naturally, life attracts like. So when people read your psychic billboard, they will resonate to what your billboard is saying. So if you have a situation of something where you're sad and upset, you draw people to you to push that button even more because they want to know what it's like to feel it. And maybe they may be also sad and upset, and they will come to you and tell you about their experiences out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, now you are on their timeline. So not only are you on the ones that you've created or had created for you, as people bring you into their experience, now you're living that timeline with them also. That's why you want your billboard to be neutral, to be cleared off. And that clearing's on the website. And you have basically three choices when you go in there to select for yourself. You have what you have put on your billboard. You have what your friends have put on your billboard. And then you have what the aliens want to do with you on your billboard. So you use those and change that so that you're disconnected, we'll say, from the psychic energy of that, from other people, and being on a billboard that you don't want to be on because that creates more parallel lives for you. So do you want to talk about that a little bit? That clearing is very nice to have, your psychic billboard. I like people to use that with the self-empowerment clearing. That has, you know, maybe I think 36, 38 different issues that you can clear. It's like a Band-Aid clearing, but it can get you out of your funk and get you jump-started to get into life. But both of those are very, very good. Back to you, Ann.
Well, I know there are listeners, because they've written in, that do the psychic billboard all the time. It's $20 a month, and it's also, I have to say, thorough again, because you can clear out what your past billboard was, even, and how you even want your past billboard to read, so that I feel that just shifts if someone happens to think of you. Maybe they think, oh, that stinker that I used to work with, they used to think, and now they go, oh, well, he was kind of a nice guy, or he was smart instead. So still not good that they're thinking of you, but maybe they're not thinking something so negative. And then, of course, the very powerful part, which is how people see you now, and there's a box to remove what you don't want shown on your billboard and a box to add in what you do want shown on your billboard. I don't do it every month, but I really powerfully feel it the times I have done it. It makes a very big difference, and it also eliminates people courting you when they look at you, I feel. I feel more protected when I'm running that. Go ahead. Do you want to add anything to
that? Yeah, so on the billboard clearing, what you do is you put them where you want to be, you know, what you want to get rid of, where you want to be. And then you're taking baby steps from where you are now to where you want to go to. And people around you will kind of indicate where you are in your billboard, how close you are to your goal. And you want to change it. You want to be proactive with it maybe every day or two. And you know how to change it according to how people relate to you. So, you know, you can't necessarily put in there that you're, you know, you're in debt for $100, we'll say, and you want to be out of debt tomorrow. No, you just, you know, kind of work it easy and, you know, just see what happens to you and how things move. The people will respond to you according to your billboard. another way of kind of saying that is, like the old Beach Boys song, you know, good vibrations. You know, you have vibrations, and what are you putting out to people? Is it a negative or positive? Although I don't like to talk that way, but people can judge you according to your attitude. And so with that, as you start changing your attitude, then you're going to draw maybe nicer people into your life, and the ones that are, you know, maybe negative or evil or whatever will kind of drop away because you're not putting out that vibration. But you do have to analyze where you are every day or two and change where you are on your billboard. Just kind of let it run continuously and not act on it, because you have to be proactive and see how people are responding to you. You may want to know where you want to go to. You know, let's just say that you said, I want to be lucky. So, and all of a sudden, the next day, you see a nickel on the ground. Well, you may want to say, wow, now I can own the nickel. That's my reality, that I'm lucky for a nickel. Maybe I want to be lucky for a quarter. Well, maybe you might want to put down that you want to have, you know, more money come into your life that way. Maybe you might find that quarter in a few days, you know. I'm not saying that it works that way completely, but you have to be proactive with it, because you're changing the way people see you and respond to you, and also put them on your timelines. They're putting you on their timelines. You want to definitely get off of their timeline if it's a negative timeline or a timeline that's not beneficial for you. So back to you.
Right. And you know, as you were talking, Ron, when you said vibrations, I think you can have a positive vibration that could actually work against you, because then people could like you or be attracted to you or want to tell you things. That person. I want to go tell them my life story. So I think, I feel like the goal most of the time would be to be neutral, but then sometimes you're, for instance, looking for a job, or, you know, you want, or you're trying to activate something in your life too, so then you need to be more specific.
Yeah, that's where something handy is. If you are going into a job interview, then you want to put on your billboard that you're employable, you're on time, you know, you're punctual, you're a good worker, they'll love you, you know, for what, I guess love's the wrong word, but, you know, you're going to perform well at your job and things like that. You don't want to have too many words in there, but when you walk into that interview, you're going to want that person to look at you and say, wow, this person has their stuff together, as they're reading your billboard. If you go in there like, shit, this is my 100th interview and I hope I get hired, well, are you going to get hired? Probably not. So you got to go in there with the energy that you are the person that they're looking for, and that's on your psychic billboard. So that's how you use it that way. And a lot of people have had great success, and we have comments off and on where people have done this, and they got hired over people that even had more qualifications than they have had. But the psychic billboard was the cutting edge to have them get employed. So back to you.
Right. And I just, before we move on to something else, I just wanted to say, you mentioned also the self-empowerment. And boy, they do go really well together. And in case you're like me, you didn't realize that is, was, and still is, a six-week clearing with so many different options of things you can clear in there for only $50. Well, Ron updated that now, and you can do that for $50 for 6 weeks, and now you can pay another $50 and make that whole life and have it for yourself for forever. And it's a wonderful, wonderful healing.
Yeah, because you don't know what you're going to be thrown, you know, with the alien stuff. You may not think you have an issue, but as you start clearing yourself out more and more, all of a sudden an issue that might, you know, be, you know, down the rat hole ways, as you start clearing out the dirt, all of a sudden this issue pops up. And you go, well, I didn't know I had that. You may not even be dealing with it on a conscious level, but it's there, and now it's on your psychic billboard. So you want to clean that off. So that's the way it works. As you start getting deeper and deeper, cleaning out your body genetics of judgment, the more you start digging, you know, you're going to get more of it out of you, and then you're going to be peaceful. I'm not saying to go into your distant past or past lives. What you want to clear out is what you have in this lifetime. And some things may not be, you know, maybe it's only like a 1% charge on it or something, but you still want to get rid of it. So, you know, as you start uncovering yourself, clearing yourself out of more judgments, that's what we're dealing with is judgments. And as you get more judgments cleaned out of you, you start feeling better, and your spirit cannot come into judgment. So if your cell has a memory of a lot of judgments, one of your cells, and your spirit can't be there. Remember, that's the teachings of Jesus. You have to be like a child to come into the kingdom, basically, kind of paraphrasing here, which means that you have to be innocent. You have to be uncontaminated, which means you can't think. Remember, a child doesn't really think. They just are in the moment. And so you have to unlearn what you learn, basically, in a sense, to get out of the judgments and then use discernment. So you want to take, in fact, if you've done the whole lifetime emotional clearing, you automatically know that, yeah, what used to bug me and push my buttons is gone now. I know what it's about, you know, but I don't need to go there to investigate it any further because I've been there, done that. So once you clean your body out of, your cells out of this judgment, then your spirit can come back into you more, and that's why your eyes get brighter. So it's, you know, a nice thing to do if you want to evolve more with your spirit, to regain your spirit energy when you were a baby. So back to you.
Okay, just to, you know, add to that about the self-empowerment clearing, as always, there is an other option on your issues. So, you know, if your issue is, you know, XYZ thing always makes me nervous, you're free to write that in. But there's a whole very good list here of things that you might want to clear, like...
you want to read the list? Do you have it in front of you? Do you have it opened up?
I do, yeah. And I, you know, that's...
Why don't you read them off?
Okay, all right. So you could be... this is really long. I was thinking I'll read a few of these: stuck and paralyzed, unworthy, depressed, shameful, shamed, overwhelmed, being used, disappointment, family rejection, and, of course, fear of failure, fear of success, anger. Even a broken heart is on there. Fear of success, desperation, not in harmony with spirit, too naive. That's a good one. But then, so you choose your issue or write one in, and then you clear it of, this is so wonderful. The first one is my negative thoughts. So what are your own negative thoughts that are causing that issue? Then people's negative thoughts, mind programs. We were just talking about it's important to get rid of these. Alien mind control, spells, curses, hexes, websites, that's really great, organizations, unknown, like I don't know what's doing this to me, but I want to get rid of it, and again, others. So you might know this is happening to me because I was raised in this certain religion, or, you know, I used to live in a commune, or I was in a cult. So there's also, you know, there's a box there that you can put things in. And, of course, then, as always, it ends with spirit-to-body integration. So it's really wonderful clearing. Okay, Ron, I love that one. So back to our earlier discussion about the battles, and then thus we're left with alien debris. Someone wrote in, would the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing, this person has the unlimited version, and they have been running that lately. So would that help to get rid of... what else, you know, what would you add to that by writing in after our names? to clear this latest incident, like to get rid of the aliens?
Well, what you have is the you actually are infected with the DNA of the aliens. So we have a kind of go a little sideways here. I know we have that one program about healing that we did on BBS long time ago, maybe 5-6 years ago, and it deals with a dog bite. And I think it had to clear 20-some different issues in order for the person to get the energy out of their body from the dog bite. So this is kind of similar to that. You may want to listen to that particular archive. You know what it's called, Ann?
It's right on the website, Ron, on the top right. I'm just going to click there so I can tell you exactly. Yeah, on the green bar where it says click here for more audio samples, it is why physical healings are complicated. And that is a clip from that radio show you're talking about when you talked about the dog bite.
Great, yeah. So what's here could be, acid from the aliens. That could be on you. Maybe you have a little owie or something. You don't know where it came from. Could be something inside of you. Maybe you feel like throwing up once in a while, maybe because you ingested some of this invisible debris energy. So basically it's to get rid of stuff that you don't know about. So the nano clearing, is in a sense part of that. You might just put in, ship residue, alien ship residue after your name, and then also maybe, alien DNA or alien, body parts or something like that, alien energies, because it is, most of it that I can perceive is gone, but it's what you ingested during that process before it was cleaned out of here. So, you can look at it as alien radiation even, So, back to you.
So, I would think then it's a good idea for us to be running that clearing. I know I haven't done it in quite a while. I always use it. I always have it open because I use the auric protection that is a bonus with that healing. So do you think you're recommending that, Ron, that it's a good idea to do that now?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. And a listener wrote in, on the monthly intensive, Ron and the light beings release a lot of alien residue.
Yep, that'll be this Sunday. Yes, that is true. That's what we get rid of is you go to quarantine and whatever's alien is taken out, hunting down, and or if it's taken a part of you and replaced, maybe they took your little finger and then they gave you a fake finger. You don't know that. It still works. So we look for your real finger and bring that back to you. And also your spirit energy, if that was also stolen or taken. So that's what we do on the 8-hour calls. And that's every Sunday when we do the calls. We do three consecutive, typically. This month is different from the next, but we do three consecutive 8-hour Sunday calls, which is 24 hours of healing. Plus, we started off with a 4-hour ascension call. That's what we do every month for people.
Yes, and you can still sign up to join us this Sunday, the 30th, for the final 8-hour call of this month. And then, of course, there'll be calls, for the month of, every month. So for the month of, till we ascend and get out of here.
So you don't have to be on... like if you just heard about it, we've been doing it for quite a while. Each call is geared for you personally. It doesn't matter if you have been on 5 calls or more, and you think, gee, am I going to lose out because I didn't start three or four months ago. No, everyone is geared for you, and you have your own team of doctors working with you, basically, and they take stuff out of you. So the more calls you're on, the more they can get out. When I first started doing it for the very first time, I sort of thought maybe three calls would probably be enough, basically. I didn't think I'd be doing it this often. But this is what's needed, and unfortunately, that's where we are. So,
right, and as always, Ron, I know you reminded us recently to keep requesting your healing out loud.
Yes.
If you're going to be out, you could write it down. Or maybe, I don't know, do you think it's effective to write it down, Ron, and in case you forget to keep requesting your healing during the day?
Yeah, you could do that. Then also, you know, put your picture in front of your computer if you're going to be away absentee for an hour or two, or even just have it in front of your computer. You know, a lot of people are in a room and the computer's turned on anyway because they want the light beam to be up. So you can put your picture there, and the picture will also get a healing. And that's sort of how it works. So the picture will physically change during that process. And, gee, I'm just wondering, maybe somebody could try getting maybe one-inch little, you know, thumbnails of themselves and put them all on one page. Maybe you might get 50 of them and put that in front of your computer and just see if you happen to get more energy. I don't know. It'd be kind of neat to try that. I don't know if that would be hard to do or not. Maybe it might be real simple. It'd be 10 minutes of work. You can print it out and, you know, maybe make it in color, and voila, there you are. The real you 50 times, you know, and put that in front of your computer and see if you can feel the energy coming to you. Just a thought. I don't know. I think it would be better than having one. So back to you.
Okay.
And then also, if you have, let's just say that you, you know, have an owie, you know, maybe on your arm, maybe you spend your elbow or something, right? Well, take a picture of that, and that's what you want to have healed, and put that in front of the light beam during the calls that we have. And you might want to write on it, heal my arm. Remember, please won't really work because it could be there. You know, you're kind of being maybe proper and respectful, but all healing is a command. And so please may not be as strong as heal my arm, you say, because you have to do a command to have action taken. That's why in the mind of heart drop, we start off with, I now command my spirit. So right away, that is a command for healing. So back to you.
Okay. Great clarification, Ron. Thank you. A listener wrote in saying that they were having trouble finding the self-empowerment healing. So if you put in self-empowerment into the index on the left side of Ron's website, it will come up. And I'd forgotten about this. It is actually, it says a month, but it's actually good for 6 weeks. And then if you just scroll down a little, it's $50 for the 6 weeks, even though it says a month, it's 6 weeks. And then the next box down says unlimited upgrade option, which is another $50, and you can either just do it or wait the 6 weeks and do it at the end of that time.
I did it that way because, once you do it once and it works for you, then you go, wow, I want to do it again. So with that, you can get the unlimited by doing it the second time and keep on it. As I know, yeah, there's people probably do this, continuously when the 6 weeks run out because they're having so much more luck. I wouldn't use the word luck, but they're moving forward so much faster because they're releasing energies that are blocked inside of them through other clearings, and then they want the psychic billboard to match that so they don't get recontaminated. Remember, people can't recontaminate you. That's what we're talking about when we first started talking here about going to the expos. The sad thing for me is people go to the expos And they come to our booth, and they get cleaned off, and they come out of the light chamber smiling. They feel wonderful. Their eyes are beaming and glowing. And then they go to some practitioner, and they get laying on hands on them. And that darkness energy in them that they're using to do the healings with, even though they're dressed in white, you know, and they got, you know, their angels up around them and stuff, that darkness just, a lot of the darkness just takes that energy right out of that person and steals it because they want to use it. So when I talk to more and more people at the expos, they always say, well, I came to the expo to see you only. I'm not going to anybody else because I don't want to lose what I'm getting here. And they don't want to waste their money, you know. When you pay $40 and you go in five times, or you have the $100 unlimited and you get going there maybe 15 times during the expo, you feel so great. You're like floating. And you feel great and wonderful. And you don't want to have anybody slime you and take away the energy that you gained and recontaminate you over again, because the dark side would love to steal that energy from you. So, back to you.
Right. I know I have tunnel vision and tunnel walking when I go to the expo directly to Creation Lightship and out again. Okay. So, Ron, do we have, would it be okay to do a quick clearing? Someone asked for a sample of a throat clearing. Can we do that tonight?
Yeah, I could do something like that. So here we go. If you have a throat condition, maybe it's sinuses. So let's work with that. So I'll count to 50 to release the energies. We'll see if you feel better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And this could be from that residue that, you know, you inhaled. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That's probably from the alien residue. We'll just see if you're feeling better. Alien fallout.
Okay.
And I guess that old saying is true, Chicken Little, the sky is falling. We have the hologram and the aliens are falling, yes.
Okay. Okay, somebody is asking you to, let me just get this one, just discuss a bit how to use the generic generational clearing. They purchased for a relative who has a specific disease.
Well, that all you need to really do probably is go back to the first seven generations on it. So that works with the special clearing. So you first do the special clearing, which would be an illness or a disease. That's why I put it up. So it's probably not on the website with the, you know, a certain situation going on.
Right. That's exactly the situation with this disease. You know, it's a specific thing, like a diagnosis the person has.
Yeah. So then you first want to clear that on the special clearing, and you enter in what the problem is. And then if you wish to go, if you think it's genetic, okay, and so maybe you're talking to the person and they say, yeah, in fact, a lot of people have this here. You know, they get older and they go, oh, man, my mother or my dad died of a heart attack at the age of 60, and I'm now 55, and I'm afraid I'm going to die of a heart attack when I hit 60, okay? Well, that's in your genetics, typically. It could also be corded in your soul family, but just making it very simple, you might have that situation going on with you. So all of a sudden you go to the doctor and they go, yeah, you have this condition here, which could end up, you know, you could die from it at the age of 60. So now you go in there and you go, oh, crap, my parents gave me this here. Isn't that wonderful? And so now you go into that specific clearing and you put in that particular illness or problem. And since your parents had it, because they died of it, then you go into your generic clearing and you put that in as a seven generational clearing. And that's what you want to clear, is that the seven generational part of that. you may not have to go back too far. Maybe just one generation could be enough, because that goes back, that clearing seven generations. So it's going back to probably the 1800s. And that's normally what most people are dealing with, is the more current couple hundred years when in the past. So that's sort of how that works. From there, you may want to do a mind clearing, because you heard the doctor say something, so that now is imprinted in your mind, which puts you on timelines. You want to get off those timelines. The worst thing is if you see an x-ray of something. So the doctor brings you into the room, and they go, well, here's the x-ray, and it should look like this here, and you look like this here, and right away you're imprinted with, oh, man, you know, I got broken bones, or I got this hemorrhage, or I have this growth, or whatever. Once you see an x-ray, man, that is bad news. So you don't want to see x-rays. When I would do healings with people over the phone, basically they would start off, for most people, they would start saying, oh, I have this, I have that, I have the other, and you know, they get on and maybe talk for 15 minutes. I'm kind of exaggerating that, and I don't need to know all that stuff. I don't even want to know it. What's your problem? Okay, I'll work on it. It's that quick. And so all the rest is, you know, what you've taken on, and you want to clear that out of yourself. So, you know, if you have an illness and you go on the website and you start looking up different things about your illness, all that's going to put you on timelines. And that's why you don't want to do that. Because you're going down the rat hole even further, and then you hear other people's beliefs and how maybe they died of that situation or how they'll never get well. You know, all that's doing is programming you more and more, and the aliens love that. They'll put you on all those programs. So, you know, definitely, you know, you just want to do the clearings and walk away. Do it and know that it's done. Some people will send me emails, Ron, I did this clearing, did it work? I mean, hello, you did the clearing, it worked, you know. Now, if you don't think it worked, now you're on timelines, and you need to clear the timelines of you thinking it didn't work. The clearings always work, 100%. So there's no reason to even ask me or even think about it. So that's the way it works. They're done. You do a whole lifetime clearing. Takes you maybe, you do 2 years in a minute, basically. So typically a half an hour will clear most everybody. And at that point, it's done. Nothing to do after that. And to start feeling better. Normally, if you do your whole lifetime emotional, you're going to have a wonderful night's sleep. So back to you, and your body will start to relax. If you do that clearing, then, you may want to, in fact, most of the whole life ones, I'd say maybe pause it every 10 years or just pick a time that would be a 10-year increment pause it for maybe 5 minutes or 10 and walk around, bend over, stretch, twist, and almost everybody on the emotional one, you're going to find your knees and ankles popping, back so pop if you twist your body around and stuff. Because your muscles are holding the traumas that you're clearing out of them for each year of your life. So once you do a 10-year span of clearings, then walk around and you're going to feel better. So back to you. It looks like we got probably about 7 minutes to go here.
Okay. A couple of other things, Ron, before we move on. The person who wrote in about the seven generation has a question. I think you answered his first question, but the second is how to enter the timing. And I remember the first time I did that, it's confusing. You don't have to enter anything. That once you hit start, it does its own timing and just completes that and goes through all the generations. But I have another question, Ron. If you have this person wants to clear a disease that has a name that has really nothing to do with the disease. It may be named after a scientist or a doctor or the first person that had it or something. Is that okay to put that name in there? Do the light beings know what we're talking about, or should you describe what the disease is? a little bit.
Oh, you may want to do it both ways. Typically, if you got some long name of something, really your problem is maybe you get dizzy. So they created some name for dizziness, you know. Well, your problem is that you're dizzy. So just put that in. If you want to put this long name in there of whatever some scientist had whose last name was that or whatever, you could put that in too, but it doesn't really relate to much because you have to deal with your body. What's your body's symptom? It's dizzy. I have a stomach ache, my big toe hurts, something like that, or I have a broken big toe. You just make it simple, or a fracture, but from there, if you start getting into the complications, now you're going into mind energy. So you need to clean out that mind energy of what that name is. And how many, Alzheimer, for instance, okay? So how many vowels are in there? Remember, the aliens track you on the different vowels of those particular words. So now you're hooked up into timelines with the vowels in there. So you need to look at that and, do other work on mind energy. And then if you did a lot of research on that, whoever's site you went to, you want to go and probably into the media clearing and clear off that website for being contaminated. And it could be 100% truth, but you still picked up energy from it on their belief system. And, their belief system could be 100% correct, but, you're looking for something outside of that, So you don't want to have their belief system tied into to be attached to you. So now you have to backpedal and get rid of all this stuff out of you to start from square one. And then the healings will start to work for you. Otherwise, you got to go backwards and clear stuff out of you because you're picking up information that the darkness put here to keep you contaminated. So back to you.
Okay. And this same person just wants to be sure it's okay. They're doing the healing for someone else, and they don't have a picture. And they're wondering, also how long it takes to work. And I believe in the past you've said if, it's for someone else, it sometimes takes 3 days or so to fully integrate into their body the healing. Is that right, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct. And that's providing that they don't do more research on the condition.
Right.
Okay, remember, they're contaminating themselves. So, and everybody has that choice if they wish to contaminate themselves. Normally, you just do the clearing and you forget about what you have, and then your body will normally heal, when you're sleeping. More so because your mind is not working against the body.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. Boy, this show is going so fast, Ron. We almost have to say goodbye. I just want to remind everyone to please listen to tomorrow night's show, also on BBS Radio Station 2, also at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Try to be on it live because it's Saturday night on the Lightship, and you can, especially if you're a new person, it's a wonderful show to participate on with us so that you can request a physical healing when we go to the Lightship. So, Ron, do we have time for one more question?
Sure, I can do one more.
Someone just wrote in now, can we get an update of the alien status with us during these battles?
Still in the Beyondo clearing. Chased down Grace today, or last night, which would be today, I guess. That was around 3 to 4 in the morning, I think. Just still trying to find stuff that's here that doesn't need to be here. So just check out your clouds, like I mentioned before. See if they look funky. See if maybe the sun comes up in a different location, which means it's a brand new hologram that they're trying to put in place because the other ones got taken away. Check out your clouds. See if the cloud formations look different. Definitely do the earth protection clearing, environmental clearing. It's the ones in the drop-down box that's free for you. We'll say pre-sample healing. So I would get in there and do things for the earth and, you know, ones for yourself too. So things are still hot, put it that way. So let's do the mind to heart drop here. So you need to command your spirit. So you say out loud, "I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart." And here we go. We're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey everybody, thank you. Blessings. And do send in your testimonials if you had any healings tonight or from past shows. We'll see you later. I do the mind to heart drop every hour. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you all. Bye. Bye, Ron.